Unit 2, Exercise 2. A. In order to stay healthy, we should eat wholesome foods, such as fruit, vegetables, and whole grains. Wholesome. WHOLESOME. B. A person who is obese is extremely overweight and in danger of becoming ill because of it. Obese. O-B-E-S-E. C. Schools are responsible for teaching pupils subjects such as maths, science, and geography. Responsible for. R-E-S-P-O-N-S-I-B-L-E F-O-R. D. We go to school and university in order to gain a good education. Education. E-D-U-C-A-T-I-O-N. E. People who have an unhealthy lifestyle are generally unfit and get sick more often. Lifestyle. L-I-F-E-S-T-Y-L-E. F. At school, we have physical education classes outside, where we run and learn to play different kinds of sports. Physical education. P-H-Y-S-I-C-A-L. E-D-U-C-A-T-I-O-N. G. A nutritionist is someone who specializes in the areas of food and diet. Nutritionist. N-U-T-R-I-T-I-O-N-I-S-T. H. People who are active spend a lot more time moving around and doing things than people who are not. Active. A-C-T-I-V-E. I. Doing something in moderation means not doing it too much. Moderation. M-O-D-E-R-A-T-I-O-N. J. Traditional methods are methods that have been used for a long time and passed from one generation to another. Traditional. T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N-A-L. K. The school tuck shop is the place where you can go to buy snacks and light meals. Tuck shop. T-U-C-K. S-H-O-P. L. An expert is someone who knows a lot about a particular subject area. Expert. E-X-P-E-R-T. M. The term youth refers to young people, usually children and teenagers. Youth. Y-O-U-T-H.